Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah deals with the way, the physical way in which you say Kriya Shema. Remember the Pasuk says, Uvishach b'cha uvukumecha, and you're lying down and you're getting up. So it could have just said, in the evening and the morning, what's with the lying down and getting up? So Beishamai Omrim, Be'erev kol adam yatu v'yikru. Beishamai says, in the evening, the Kriya Shema of the evening, since it could have said in the evening, and it said B'shach b'cha, and you're lying down, you have to be yatu, lie flat, like you're lying down in the bed, v'yikru, and you should, and then read it in that position. So you actually, I guess if you'd be in shul, you'd sort of lie down on your side and do it. That's how. Shenemar uveshach b'cha v'kumecha. The pasuk says when you lie down and when you get up. So say lying down. Ubeisil omrim kol adam kora kadarko. Beisil rejects it. They say it however you want. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'lechta chavaderech. In your going on the way, do it how you go, however you go. Beishamai rejects. Beis Hillel rejects Beis Shammai's assumption that you could say just Erev, because the halacha is not in the Erev, it's Dafka later than that. Right? Erev starts perhaps at Plag HaMincha or something, sundown perhaps, but this is the halacha is only from Tzeis, so they reject that. Im Kain, we ask now, Lama Nemo B'Shach B'Cha B'Kumecha, according to Beis Hillel, so why does it say when you lie down and when you get up? That's B'Shash B'Nei Adam Shochvin. It's just telling you the time people go to lie down. Uveshash b'nei adam omdin. The time people stand up. Okay. I'm Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon tells a story. Once upon a time, ani hayisi baba derech. I was going along the way. V'hitesi likros. And I wanted to mekayim the halachas of like Beis Shammai also. You get it, it's a two for one, right? You can be yotzi Beis Shammai also by lying down. So I got off my horse and I lay down to say Kriya Shema. Okay. V'sakanti ba'atzmi p'nei halistim. And I was misaken. I endangered myself mipnei halistim because of the bandits. Many take the hay in the halistim, the bandits, to understand that he already was attacked by bandits. He was on the run, and nevertheless he stopped. That's how far he went. He was being pursued, and yet he got off the horse notwithstanding, right? Others say no, and others say, you know, because the listen that actually did get him, but didn't, you know, they didn't kill him, they just robbed him, whatever it was. They caught him when he was lying down. Right? Either way, Amr Lo, the Chacham didn't like that. Kadai hayisa lachu ba'atzmacha. It's your own fault if you'd have something bad were to happen to you. Sha'avar tal divrei Beis Hillel. Because you went against the words of Beis Hillel, which one isn't permitted to do. I want to clarify the halachi a little bit. The emes is you are allowed to be stringent on yourself and go like Beis Shammai also. That's the halacha. It's a chumrah. You can do if you're not going against. See, he wasn't going against Beis Hillel. He was getting a two for one. Right? He was doing both. And Beis Hillel doesn't say no problem with you lying down. He just says you don't have to lie down. So he figured I'll get, you know, and add extra chumrah, which I'm sure, as you know, many, many, many people try to back both horses when there's multiple shitas. The problem here, the Gra explains, is that it's actually machlokus in the pshat and the pasuk, what v'shach v'cha means, and that's going too far. That you can't. That's not just getting a two for one. You actually are choosing sides what pshat and the pasuk is, and they don't like that. They won't let. The halacha is like Beis Hillel, and we have the principle that when Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have a machlokus, it's Beis Shammai's ain't a Mishnah. They're like not to be considered. They're out.